Arthur Erickson's a co-founder of Helio Drones, a company that develops and manufactures agri-drones in the U.S. Like other drones, large payloads can be delivered to fields, so I had a question. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
So talk to me about cost. Is it prohibitive?
Cost is absolutely not prohibitive. These drones, probably 2 to 3 times cheaper than a traditional equivalent piece of equipment. A high boy like Hagi sprayer, for example, you're buying used, you're looking at least 250, 300 grand. New, it's 400 grand or more. So with the Hagi high boy sprayer, it depends on what you're doing, but you can get several hundred acres a day sprayed with that, maybe 500 plus. But the thing is, you can get the same equivalent production with three of our drones and be only out about 100, 120,000. So instead of spending 350, 400K, you're spending 100, 120, again, like a quarter of the cost or so, and you're still getting that productivity. And in a lot of ways, it's apples to oranges too, because the drones can do stuff that the Hagi can't. Drones can go out when it's wet. The drones can go out when it's high. Even if you have a high clearance sprayer, often it's hard to get corner areas or tree lines or fence lines, and the corn can even shoot out past a lot of clearance on some of these ground rigs. So it's definitely not cost prohibitive. In fact, it's the opposite. It could save you a lot of money. And it's a valid option. People have been using them for years now. This isn't something that's theoretical. This is a right now thing.
A right now thing. Interesting. Speaking of interesting, if you're interested, Google HYLIO Helio Drones. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.